You're simply the best. And Bats, season two. Holy shit, we're back, but we're a man down. TJ, sick in bed. AFL, 2 or 3 hours before kickoff. I'm excited. It's good to be back, fuckers. We've been a bit slack on the old potting, so a lot to talk about. So let's get straight into it. AFL round two, Richmond versus Carlton, running premiers versus Carlton. For me, I actually think Carlton win this. I don't know why. I just got a sneaking suspicion. Second game of the round, Essendon versus Crows. Crows for me quite easily. They're actually playing in Essendon, which is a bit strange. The Adelaide Crows getting round one playing in Melbourne. After they just played in the fucking grand final against an absolute no-hope as Essendon last year. But, I think Crows will do well against the home side in Essendon, and they'll get the chocolates there. Next game, St Kilda versus Richmond, Etihad Stadium on the Saturday afternoon. Easy one. St Kilda at home. Brisbane, I know they're... Everyone's up and about them. I think they'll be bottom four again this year. Still a very young side, even with Lee Hodge in the back line. He'll probably be very good for a fantasy pick, but that'll be it for Brisbane this year. Next game, Port versus Freo. Port at home. Easily get the chocolates. Next game, Suns versus North Melbourne. In Cairns, I reckon they'll be lucky to get 7,000 to the game. I don't know why. Oh, that's right. They're moving it up there because of the Commonwealth Games. So, yes, North Melbourne for me. I think the Roo Boys will be flying high for game round one. Get off to a hopeful win. I think it'll be like 24 points, something like that. But it won't be a huge drubbing, but we'll get the chocolates up there in far north Queensland. Tough one to pick this one. Hawthorn versus Collingwood. I think Hawthorn just because they're Hawthorn, and Collingwood because, well, they're just shit and they're Collingwood. So, yeah, I think, yeah, Hawthorn round one will try and get off to a flyer. They're so classy, they'll get the win. Giants at home against the Bulldogs next. I think Giants will be at least top four this year, and they will smash the Bulldogs. Melbourne versus Geelong. Everyone's talking about Melbourne and how they're going to be an amazing side this year. I struggle to see them inside the eight, but that's my thoughts. But yeah, but Geelong for me. No doubt about it. Then off to the west for the last game of the round. West Coast Eagles at home versus the Sydney Swans. Sydney for me. Even though they're playing in the new stadium, I think it'll be business as usual. Swans to get up in a dominant display, 30+. So, that'll finish off the AFL for round one. Okay, off into the NRL for round three. We've been a bit slack. We should have been onto this for round one, but we won't go there. So Melbourne Storm, coming off the back of a very tight loss last week against the Tigers. So I'm going to go Melbourne Storm at home versus the Cowboys. Yeah, I think they'll just because last week they'll be a bit sore on it, and they should have really got the chocolates there. And I think, the ever-aging Jonathan Thurston and his Cowboys, Melbourne Storm should get up. Bulldogs versus Panthers. Bulldogs for me. Panthers for me. I don't really know much about the NRL, but what I do know is that the Panthers will go in hard. They're a bit disappointing last year at the end of the tail end of the season, but I think they're a bit of class, and I just like their like the cut of their jib. So Panthers for me. West Tigers versus Broncos. Well, fuck me. Wasn't TJ happy last week to beat my mob? Yeah, he was. He fucking jumped into my arms and I was holding a fucking glass of Jack Daniels and Coke and he broke the glass on my arm. I was lucky I got out alive, let's put it that way. So, yeah, I think the Tigers for me, I just think they're up and about and they're playing with some finesse and some tenacity. It's just it's an unusual Tigers, but I don't know what that coach is doing down here or is injecting them with, but they're up and about and good luck to them. Yeah, Tigers for me against the Broncos. Raiders at home versus the Warriors. Well, that's pretty much easy. That'll be Raiders. Titans versus St. George. I think St. George for me, hopefully, against the Titans. Sea Eagles versus the Rabbitohs. Rabbitohs got done like a dog's dinner after their star, Inglis, got injured last week at halftime, just after halftime, and they got dropped. I think, yeah, the Seagulls for me. Who else we got? We got Parramatta versus the Sharks. I think Parramatta for me, they're going to be too strong at home. And then probably the game of the round, Roosters versus the Knights. I think the Roosters should get up at Allianz Stadium, which wraps up the NRL for round three. So yeah, pretty much TJ and I have been talking about getting this podcast done for a while and it didn't really happen, so sorry about the delay, but yeah, what do you do? But yeah, TJ has the man flu and he's been pretty slack and he's in bed sleeping. He hasn't even responded to my text messages, so he must be pretty crook. So he'll be in bed. But let me talk about my fantasy side right now. So I'll just bring up my fantasy side. I'm pretty excited because I haven't played fantasy for real in like years. So I did my fantasy team today for AFL. Let me sign in here. Let me put my thingo in and we'll be good to go. Give me a second, I'll just stop this recording and I'll be back. So, yeah, I've logged into the AFL Fantasy and let's have a look at this. So we have... Here we go, let's have a look at my fantasy. From Adelaide, back pocket, R. Laird. At fullback from Carlton... Cade Simpson. Jay Lloyd in the back pocket from Sydney. Half forward flanker from Richmond. Conker. Couple of Carlton boys. Watering. Centre half back. And C. Burns on the other side of him. I like Carlton this year. They've got a good coach. He's a fucking stud, and I think they're absolutely due. Now let's have a look at the middles. For Davey's Spuds 22 Fantasy Team AFL. Dustin Martin, vice-captain. And T. Mitchell from Hawthorn, the captain. Those two big pluggers, and that's pretty much my salary cap. Absolutely goon! We've got Cripps and Dale Thomas in the centre from Carlton. Also, Garlett and... P. Dow from Carlton. Also we have from Carlton in the centre, Poison. I'm guessing his name's Poison or Poison. His name's Poison. We've got Matty Cruiser in the ruck from Carlton. In the forward line we have from GWS, Jay Patton. Menengo from Geelong. Caddy from Richmond, Petrev, and Kerno from Carlton. And we finish it off with Fritz in the forward pocket. So there's my fantasy team. Not much going on in the interchange. A few stragglers, but they're only worth, you know, from 170 to 200,000. So those are my interchanges. But yeah, looking forward to actually playing a full season of fantasy, the old fantasy classic AFL style. So yeah, very excited about this year. Yeah, so that is capping off Boots and Bats episode 1 season 2. Holy fuck, it's great to be back. And we are looking for a podcast, so hit us up on Instagram and also on Facebook. Boots and Bats season 2, we're back, baby. Yeah.